Chapter 9. Good News. Len flew the helicopter over the place where Simon and Sarah's father was lying. It hovered above him. Jim opened a door at the side of the helicopter and Dave put on a special harness. Then Jim used the winch to lower Dave down to the mountain. Simon and Sarah watched as Dave went lower and lower. It looked very dangerous. At last, Dave reached the ground and unfastened his harness. Jim winched it back up again. They watched as Dave climbed over the rocks to their father. Then he turned towards the helicopter and waved his arms.
"Dave's telling me that the doctor can go down now," explained Jim.
Dr. Maxwell put on the special harness and slowly Jim lowered her down to Dave and Dad. When she was safely on the ground, she unclipped the harness and Jim winched it back up. Dr. Maxwell and Dave climbed over the rocks to Dad. Sarah and Simon looked down, but they couldn't see Dr. Maxwell, Dave or Dad. Minutes went by.
"Why are they taking so long?"
asked Sarah anxiously.
"Don't worry," replied Jim. "The doctor is taking care of your father. She is making sure that his ankle is well strapped up before your father is moved. Otherwise, it could be injured even more. Dr. Maxwell will make your father comfortable before we put him on the stretcher and winch him up to the helicopter."
Several more minutes went by. Sarah and Simon still couldn't see anyone. They were getting very worried.
"What's taking so long?" asked Simon.
Then suddenly Dave appeared. He waved his arms towards the helicopter. Jim saw Dave waving.
"They're ready for the stretcher now," explained Jim.
Slowly he lowered the stretcher. Dave reached up and caught hold of it as it came towards him. He lowered it to the ground and untied the straps. Then he and the doctor lifted Dad onto the stretcher. They covered him in a red blanket and strapped him in tightly. Finally, Dave clipped himself to the stretcher and made wide circle movements above his head. Simon and Sarah watched him from inside the helicopter.
"What's he doing?" asked Simon.
"Dave's telling me to winch up the stretcher," explained Jim. "He will come up with it and hold it steady to keep your father safe."
Jim turned the handle on the winch, and slowly Dave and Dad rose up from the ground. In a few minutes, the stretcher was safely on board the helicopter. Simon and Sarah were relieved to see their father on board and off Misty Mountain.
"Are you all right, Dad?" asked Sarah. "We've been so worried about you."
"Yes, I'm fine," answered Dad. "I'm a bit cold, and my ankle is sore, but I'll be all right. Thank you for getting help. You were both very brave."
Jim unclipped Dad's stretcher and Dave from the winch and lowered it again for Dr. Maxwell. She grabbed hold of the harness and clipped herself onto the line. Then Jim winched her up. She was back in the helicopter in minutes.
"Brrr,"
shivered Dr. Maxwell when she got inside the helicopter.
"It's very cold out there. Your father must be glad to be warm again."
"I am," smiled Dad.
He closed his eyes. He was very tired from the pain and cold. Len checked the helicopter's instruments again.
"We'll fly straight to the hospital," he said. "We'll be there in 10 minutes.
Dr. Maxwell made Dad as comfortable as possible. Jim put a warm blanket around him. Meanwhile, Dave filled in lots of forms about the rescue. He had to write a report in full later when he returned to the helicopter base. The helicopter flew over the countryside and onto the next town. Simon and Sarah saw the hospital lights shining in the darkness.
"Where are we going to land?"
asked Simon.
We'll land the helicopter on a special place on the hospital roof. It's called a helipad, explained Len.
A helipad? What's that?
Asked Sarah.
Look, there it is. Can you see it?
Said Len as he pointed out of the window. Sarah and Simon looked out of the window to where Len was pointing. There was the helipad on the hospital roof.
Wow!
Cried Simon.
This is brilliant!
Len landed the helicopter in the middle of the helipad. He switched off the engine and the huge blades on top spun slower and slower until they finally stopped. Two nurses and a doctor ran out to meet them as Jim and Dave carried Dad out of the helicopter on the stretcher. Dr. Maxwell had phoned the hospital while she was on the mountain to warn them they were coming. They had been waiting for the helicopter and were ready to take care of Dad.
The doctor and nurses will take your father into the hospital to check his injuries,
Dr. Maxwell explained to the children.
You can come in, but you will have to stay in the waiting room while he is examined.
Len and the mountain rescue team came to say goodbye to Simon and Sarah. They had received another message to return to the helicopter base.
We have to go back to our base now, explained Len.
I hope your father is better soon, said Dave.
Thank you for helping us, said Sarah. Thank you for taking us in the helicopter, said Simon.
Ha ha! Goodbye,
laughed Len. Jim shook Simon's hand. Dave waved from the helicopter. Len climbed into the helicopter and switched on the engine. The blade started up again, spinning faster and faster. Slowly, the helicopter lifted off the ground and flew away. Simon and Sarah waved at the helicopter as it disappeared out of sight.
Come on, you two, said Dr. Maxwell. Let's take you into the hospital to wait for your father.
Inside the hospital, the waiting room was hot and stuffy. There were some old comics on a table, but Simon and Sarah didn't feel like reading them. They were too worried about Dad. He had looked so pale and tired in the helicopter. It had been too noisy to talk, but Dad hadn't been well enough to say how he felt anyway. He had slept on and off throughout the journey.
They are taking a long time to examine him. Do you think his injuries are more serious than we thought?
Asked Sarah.
I don't know, replied Simon. All we can do is wait.
Minutes ticked by, but there was no news. Hours went by and still there was no news. Eventually, Sarah fell asleep in her chair. Suddenly, the door of the waiting room opened and she woke up.
I'm sorry you had to wait so long. We had to get some x-rays of your father's ankle,
explained Dr. Maxwell.
Is Dad going to be all right? Asked Sarah. Yes, she replied. He's going to be fine. He has broken his ankle, but he will make a good recovery. Oh, thank goodness for that, cried Simon. Oh, I wish Mum was here, sighed Sarah sadly. Well, replied Dr. Maxwell, I think I can help you there. Mr. Clark at the hostel telephoned your mother and told her what happened. She'll be here very soon.
That's great!
Cried Simon and Sarah.
While you are waiting, why don't you two have a hot meal and a drink?
Said Dr. Maxwell.
You must be very hungry and thirsty.
I am,
replied Simon.
Me too,
agreed Sarah.
Wait here, and I'll see what I can do,
smiled Dr. Maxwell. She walked out of the room. A few minutes later, a nurse came in carrying a big tray of food. There were sandwiches, cakes, fruit and ice cream, and large glasses of cool water.
Oh, I'm starving, laughed Sarah.
Me too,
laughed Simon. They were just finishing the last of the ice cream when Mum arrived.
Mum!
said Simon and Sarah, and ran to hug her.
What an adventure you have had, said Mum. But I have been so worried about you all.
We're fine, replied Simon. But we were very worried about Dad.
Mum took the children to visit their father. He was sitting up in bed with his ankle in plaster.
Are you feeling better? Asked Mum.
Much better, answered Dad. But it's all thanks to you two. You were very brave. I don't know how I can thank you both.
We're just glad that you are okay, Simon grinned. Yes, agreed Sarah. Hurry up and get well soon. Then we can take you home.